Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With roughly 100,000 votes not counted yet in Nevada, 900,000 ballots in Arizona in need of tabulation, Republican Steve Richer, the Maricopa County Recorder, explains the delay of the midterm results.
Once they go through signature verification, once they are deemed good signature, once they go through an audit queue, then they can be sent ahead to the board for tabulation. This number is immense, but it does inhibit us from having a higher percentage of returns available within the first 24, 48 hours. But it is important that we do signature verify all of those because it is how we confirm your identity.
Brittany Griner's lawyers are reporting the WNBA player has been moved to a penal colony in Russia after the appeal of her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession was rejected. The transfer took place November 4th, and her legal team doesn't have any information on her exact location or final destination. President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip to Bali, Indonesia next week. Currently, the United States and China have mutual political, economic, and security interests. Taiwan is where the two sides differ. A Northrop Grumman transport delivered just over 4 tons of supplies to the International Space Station on Wednesday, despite a jammed solar panel. The company said a piece of rocket debris became lodged in one of the solar panel's mechanisms during liftoff and prevented its release. Singer Dan McCafferty, founding member of the Scottish rock band Nazareth, passed away Tuesday at the age of 76. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty. And sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me. Your handy chains dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Consumer Price Index continues to rise in Thursday's report. It edged up 0.4% in October. The slight increase is good news for the stock markets. The bad news, grocery store prices year to year are more expensive by 12.5%. Fuel oil to heat your home, 69% more expensive. Natural gas is up 20%, and electricity is up 14% year to year. Hurricane Nicole made landfall along Florida's Atlantic coast early Thursday morning as a Category 1 storm. It has since weakened. At least 45 of Florida's 67 counties are under a state of emergency due to Nicole. Governor Ron DeSantis.
It will move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida.
Shares of Walt Disney fell 13% after quarterly losses at the company's streaming business more than doubled from a year earlier. The entertainment giant on Tuesday also reported a drop in its fiscal fourth quarter revenues at its media business, partially offsetting 36% revenue growth from their theme parks. A new information-stealing malware named Strela Stellar is actively stealing email account credentials from Outlook and Thunderbird email programs. Strela Stellar arrives on the victim's system via an email attachment as an ISO file. When in doubt, delete it out. USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. As always, great to have you here for the ride. We've got Israel Ortega, who is going to be joining us in just a few minutes. Is the national spokesperson for the Libra Initiative. They're a nonprofit committed to equipping the Hispanic community with the tools they need to be prosperous. He's also a former congressional staffer and former editor of the Heritage Foundation Spanish language page, Heritage Libertad. And, of course, I want to get into heavy discussion about, even Jen Psaki's statement and the sentiment that Democrats are having about the Hispanic vote. I mean, they feel like, they don't take any responsibility for not delivering to the Hispanic community. And they are shocked at seeing the number of people who have turned away, you know, from the policies of the Democratic Party. And we've been saying this forever. I mean, keep in mind, of course, a name like Martinez, you know, I'm Hispanic as well. And it's shocking for some people, you know. In fact, the original proprietors of this nationally syndicated network that brought me to the East Coast, they said, "God, we're shocked. We've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before." I said, "Well, you don't know the Hispanics very well, because by nature and heart, we are conservative. We're independent thinkers. We want to protect the values of our home. We want our kids to be educated. As a culture, we are hardworking. You know, 40% are entrepreneurs. I mean, we are known to start our own businesses. So that really, just by virtue of action, aligns itself with, one party over the other quite clearly." Iz Ortega is with us now. Iz, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I was laying out the foundation here. The Democrats are so shocked. They feel like somehow, certainly they were abandoned. They want to, you know, almost get emotional about it in sense that the Hispanics betrayed the Democratic Party. I didn't realize that there was some sort of quid pro quo arrangement here, that we somehow owed our allegiance to the Democratic Party, who has not been delivering for decades and has taken the Hispanic vote for granted.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. I think, that we're still sorting out the results, the final numbers, on how the Latino vote broke, in this year's midterm elections. But, the fact that, there are lots of Latinos who are openly questioning their allegiance, like you were just describing, to the Democratic Party, I think is proof that, more and more Latinos, are looking for different ideas. You know, you can look at a lot of places in our country where it's been a one-party rule, that's contributed to a a lot of the issues that are holding Latinos back from living out their version of the American dream. And so I think it's, you know, Florida to me is one of those bright examples of how, you know, Latinos overwhelmingly voted for Governor DeSantis. And I think Governor DeSantis really hit on a note that resonates with a lot of folks there who were escaping communism and socialism. And I think for, you know, other Republicans who are looking at, you know, how to reach Latino voters, Florida is one of those spots you could look at.
Well, DeSantis and the team and the state is very freedom oriented. Clearly, the way we handled COVID, the way our constitutional rights were reinforced and protected. I mean, that was the law of the land. And look what happened. You know, the state was open throughout this period of time when other states chose different action. And the people rewarded DeSantis with their vote. And Latinos had to look at what was going on as well. And I don't buy into this stuff. I think it's quite the insult when you got Jen Psaki claiming that Latinos were tricked into voting GOP. That really is insulting to Hispanics to think, oh, well, they can't think for themselves and figure out where the benefit of, you know, that each party has to offer. I mean, you've got the Democratic Party in full control, and they have annihilated our economy. We went from being energy independent, now we're energy dependent. They've exacerbated inflation. Yes, they gave us this inflation or recession reduction, Inflation Reduction Act, which was a big joke because there's no way that it does anything. And all they used it for, the bottom line is they used it to pay off political debts. They were beholding because they didn't win in 2016 with Hillary Clinton because they made a lot of promises to all these bundlers and all these supporters of the Democratic, big money people. People, and they owed them. And so here they find a way in the name of COVID and everything else to open up the treasury. And what do? They pillage our treasury and increase our indebtedness now to over $31 trillion. And I guess we're just supposed to be stupid and just go along with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely right. And I think that's the issue to me is part of what voters sent a message to Washington that things can't continue the way they've been continuing for the last 2 years under a one-party rule, you know, so
exactly.
The White House and both chambers of Congress. And so, you know, I think that, you know, Republicans have an opportunity. That the House
exactly. I was going to say.
Split. Yeah, and I think that's where I think it'll be very we'll be looking at whoever's going to be in the conference, probably McCarthy, but, you know, we don't know exactly yet. But I think the issue there is going to be, you know, addressing economy and the inflation. I mean, I think that's the number one issue. And the exit polls review do confirm this, that that was the resounding issue for a lot of voters. And so
exactly.
I think Republicans have to be a check to the wasteful spending that you know, is just driving up inflation. It's, you know, the student loan thing that the President Biden did a few months back. I mean, if you remember that, Bill,
right.
That was just straight up, you know, without going through Congress, executive orders, you know, had a Republican.
Well, it's unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional on its face. This is why it's locked down in the courts right now. And it'll be thrown back and, you know, that'll, but meanwhile, you know, it's deja vu all over again. You remember, I mean, when it was Obama-Biden, Obama was telling, you know, the DACA kids he couldn't do it. You know, it wasn't his authority. So then by executive order, he does it.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait a minute, all you're doing is exacerbating the problem because you're not exercising the proper channels in which to enact law so that, you know, we can do this the right way. But all you did was you put all these kids into purgatory, just waiting, you know, waiting out the time to see, okay, will I or won't I, you know, be accepted? It's unfair. I mean, you're using them as political pawns and thinking, okay, if we do this for them, then we're going to somehow earn their vote. But like you said earlier, is what's really critical for conservatives and for the Republican Party right now is to take the vote that the Latinos and the people entrusted to them and that they take it seriously and go do something you know, great on behalf of the American people, regardless of color, skin, race, creed, whatever. But they go out there and they go work on behalf of we the people, right?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're talking with Israel Ortega and more from the National Spokesman for the Libra Initiative after
the
this.
Final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Fresh and independent, just way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez with you 19 minutes after right now. after the top of the hour. Israel Ortega, national spokesman for the Libra Initiative, continues with us as we talk about this shift that happened. And it was minorities across the board. I mean, although the Hispanic community is becoming less and less a minority as the numbers continue to grow, I mean, they are quite the force here in the electorate. But the Democratic Party has been leaking, their constituency left and right, whether it's people of color, Hispanics. And the reason that they are doing so is their policies do not serve the interests of the black community. They're promoting abortion that kills 40% of blacks. This is an anathema to Hispanics. 25% of abortions are happening in Hispanic communities. You and I know the family, how critical that is, and the hearts of grandparents that are broken, and more and more women, regardless of color or skin color or that, are realizing the perniciousness of abortion. And the Democrats really have made that, and they turned it into an emotional issue, and they're claiming that that gave them some traction during this midterm election. And I'm still hard-pressed to get my brain around that you talk about misinformation and tricking voters, I think the Democrats, were tricking voters in saying that the Republicans were for an intrusion on women's rights to an abortion. And that is not the case. The Supreme Court made a decision to undo what they previously had in play for 49 years based on experience, based on data, based on the science that was now available to them to say, okay, we need to get it out of the federal realm, return it back to the states, and let the states decide for themselves. It wasn't that the reversal of this decision eradicated Roe v. Wade. It took it back to the states. And the bottom line after everything is said and done is it's about who's going to pay for it. They wanted to stay at the federal level to force me and you and everybody else that didn't believe in abortion to pay, for their mistake, their oops, because we know by the statistics, 99% of these abortions are they're convenient issues. Wrong guy, wrong, and it was getting down to a point where it was the wrong sex people were choosing. It was sex selection. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be a girl. I wanted a boy. But, mm-hmm. Get rid of that problem.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's disgusting.
No, it really is, Bill. But, I think some would like us to believe, especially in the mainstream media and progressives want us to believe that, the abortion issue was the dominant factor going into this year's election. And I think the jury's still out on that. I think that, more than the abortion issue, jobs, the economy, inflation, are the issues that most matter to people. I had a chance to talk to a lot of my colleagues who were door knocking, in the mm-hmm. Grand Valley in Texas and in South Florida, and the Latino voters that they spoke to, they said, look, like, a lot of the stuff that people in Washington think that we care about, we don't. And they talked about the price of the milk going up, basic things that they need to get by the day. That's what really mattered. And I think that's the message I think that a lot of voters sent on Tuesday is that they want Republicans to be a check on the overspending that's happening in Washington, because I think that there's no way to look at the numbers. And I mean, you even have like someone like Larry Summers, Bill, if you remember, who advised Obama on the economy, who said like, absolutely, overspending at the federal level is contributing to inflation. And, right. And you hear economists talk about, possibly going into 2023, we'll be in a recession. And that's scary, that a lot of lawmakers in Washington, don't seem to have any other ideas than to spend more of our money that we don't have. And I think that is a travesty. And I hope that so the new members that are going to Washington, by the way, including, several Republican Latinos,
yes.
Looking at a race in Arizona, Juan Sistemone, could be going to Washington. There's another, congressman-elect from Florida. So anyway, my point is that Republicans have an opportunity to force President Biden to work with them on some of these key issues. The question is, what will they do that? And I sure hope so, Bill, because things are getting pretty bad out there.
Well, without a doubt, is the number one issue, I believe, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, number one issue is energy. Once the Biden administration collapsed the energy sector of our economy, everything followed. Energy, oil, gas is king. This is what drives everything. I mean, we're on the verge of running out of diesel. I mean, look at, forget about an EMP attack. I mean, you run out of diesel, you're done. You know, America stops. You know, we don't have anything rolling to get goods from one place to another. I mean, this is an absolute disaster. And this is all brought to you by one man and a party. And this is Joe Biden. So it's like, you know, to me, on its immediate, I mean, and this is not going to be something that you flip the switch and 2 weeks later you're back to where we were 2 years ago. Because of the damage that was done with him shutting down everything, you can't blame these manufacturers for being reticent. It's going to take some time to undo the damage that Joe Biden has done to this country, particularly as it relates to the energy sector. And that is the key linchpin for us getting on top and doing something about inflation and recession. And oh yeah, by the way, the truth be known, and of course they're going to admit this later on, is we're already in a recession. They're trying to word speak and come up with some different justification, but the fact of the matter is that by normative matrix, we are in a recession, and they're denying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're right, and I think that goes back a little bit to this Jen Psaki thing where, you know, the misinformation or, you know, what they'll say is that, well, you're looking at the wrong sources, you know, you're looking at wrong data, and that's where you're jumping to conclusions. But, you know, you don't need an economics degree to know that the price of everyday goods is going up. And you don't need to be a political scientist to know that when Washington is going after some of these energy jobs that you're just describing, Bill, that's going to impact the livelihood of a lot of folks. You might remember, President Biden had to walk back, you know, some of his attacks on energy a few days back. Right. Because I think, you know, the White House realizes that, these coal and energy jobs put food on the table for a lot of Americans. And right. You know, sometimes, again, they tend to forget that because they're in their bubble. And they think that, you know, everybody can retrofit their house with solar panels and buy Teslas. But at the end of the day, these policies that are going to impact the price of energy for a lot of folks, that's rough, that's tough. And I think that progressives need to be a lot more careful about proposing some of these ideas without knowing how it's going to impact, everyday Americans who simply don't have the savings or the income to pay for these higher energy costs.
And you don't even have the product. I mean, here they're telling everybody to buy electric vehicles, and you don't even have enough electric vehicles to take care of 10%. So 90% of the people, you know, they're going to trade in their cars for, a horse and buggy. I mean, we're all going Amish. That's what's going to happen.
Basically, yeah, I know. I mean, you look at California, what they're supposed to do, and it's pretty wild. And you know, that's just going to contribute to more and more folks leaving places like California. Beautiful, beautiful state, but, you know, terrible policy.
Yeah, that's what we got to look forward to is Mexican Amish. I mean, this is... Oh, I'm sure glad I'm not around my grandmother. She'd be throwing a chancla at me about now. Mental. Who gave you that idea? Just kidding, Grandma. Just kidding. You know, the whole deal. But we love our Huelas, man. What would we do without them? Is Ortega, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. How can people be in touch with Libra Initiative so they're in the flow of the know and they're up to speed of what's going on?
Yeah, very simple, Bill. Just go to belibre.org, belibre.org. You can find how to get connected with us. Appreciate it, Bill.
You got it. Thank you. Israel Ortega, National Spokesman for the Libra Initiative.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With roughly 100,000 votes not counted yet in Nevada, 900,000 ballots in Arizona in need of tabulation, Republican Steve Richer, the Maricopa County Recorder, explains the delay of the midterm results.
Once they go through signature verification, once they are deemed good signature, once they go through an audit queue, then they can be sent ahead to the board for tabulation. This number is immense, but it does inhibit us from having a higher percentage of returns available within the first 24, 48 hours. But it is important that we do signature verify all of those because it is how we confirm your identity.
President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip next week to Bali, Indonesia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where we want to go. Eric Homan is back with us, the former U.S. Air Force combat controller, two-time Bronze Star Medal recipient, who's running for Congress out of Texas 28th District. Eric, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, let me say in advance, okay, I want to be one of the first, because next week we're going to be celebrating Veterans Day. I know for anybody who has served in the military, Veterans Day is a hallowed day, because we do remember everybody that put on the uniform and took the oath of office, the oath of coming into the military, and it never expires. It is with us until the day we die, right, Eric?
100%. Yeah, 100%.
So, for you, just if we can just pause for just a moment, what does Veterans Day mean for you?
It kind of gives me the chance to reflect on what I did in my youth, right? I'm 44 mm-hmm. years old now, and as well, that was probably the best time of my life. Mm-hmm. And I think when I joined back, it was a couple presidents ago, and it was maybe because I was younger, I didn't realize how turbulent times were, on the political side, like there are now, where it's so divided. And I think America, after 9/11 especially, everybody just was proud to be an American, and they mm-hmm. wanted America to succeed, and, you know, it was great. And now it's, you know, you got people in our own country that want to burn our flag and, you know, despise the military, and they want to make it into this socialist country, and it's sad. But as far as being a veteran, I mean, I know that everybody has their purpose in life, you know, and I was just mm-hmm. one of those guys that got to serve our country, and, you know, it was an honor for me, and I'm sure it was an honor for the rest of my teammates who went to war for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing, Eric. I served in the Marine Corps Vietnam era, and along with my two brothers. But I didn't go country. My two older brothers did. I ended up staying here in the States. I was, and of course you have mixed emotions about that. But, you know, when you realize that you're all part of the team, everybody is part of that chain that supports what we're doing in the battlefield. Whatever position you do, but even still, you know, today we're probably less than 1% of America's citizens enter into the military. So, you know, they have people who are not, the 99% have, so to speak, less skin in the game. I mean, there's something, you know, that you wish you could deposit into them that you can only get when you serve the country, and dare I say, in the military. Because the other thing, the next deal, you know, like for you, you were in a combat zone. I mean, you're probably talking of the 1% that goes into the military to serve the country. Probably another 1% actually is in a combat zone, right? That are dodging bullets, and, you know, so. And on one hand, you know, when you realize that, and you're still seeing that we're having so many veterans committing suicide today, numbers that vary anywhere from, you know, 18 to 30. It's interesting how that number has been vacillating so much recently, and I think that there's just been some confusion over the numbers. But regardless, we have veterans who have served the country who are so depressed that they believe, I mean, the demons in their heads are so much, as you know, Eric, they're overwhelming for them, and they surrender, and that breaks my heart. And it breaks everybody else's heart who's a veteran who served the country. And I wish I wish it wasn't that way. But go ahead.
No, you're right. The loss of purpose, right? It's rough on a lot of guys, especially we. You know, our country was at war in Afghanistan for 22 years, and mm-hmm. You know, it not only affected the person that was over there in Afghanistan, but you know, our loved ones are back home. And you're right. Everybody in the military serves a purpose to keep the machine going. And you know, the way we left Afghanistan was, you know, to us was slap in the face. And, you know, when you're over there, you're fighting for your teammates, right? You want to come home.
Right.
And it is sad when some Americans, because they've never experienced it, they could care less, and they live in this pipe dream that the world is this nice, you know, rainbows and butterflies, and it's not, you know, and you need guys that are going to, you know, men and women that are going to go mm-hmm. and serve their country. So it is, you know, I've said it before. I think it's unfortunate that it's almost like America is going to take another heinous act to bring this country together, and all this politics stuff, this red and blue. I mean, it's, you know, it should be all about keeping America safe and bringing mm-hmm. America together. And that's how empires fall. You start dividing it from, you know, your race, your money, you know, it's sad. And if you look at it, if you don't study history, you're going to see America as, for being such a young country, it's going down that way because some of these people that are in power are, you know, they have their own agendas.
Exactly. Well, as you say, and I can understand, you know, 9/11 brought us together. But right now the country is at war. I mean, in a sense, we're experiencing a revolution, and it's somewhat quiet. But look what's happening. Look what politics is doing to our country. It has us at each other's throats. It's us against them, red against blue. This is why we have been shouting from the timbers, Eric, that it's not about a red wave or a blue wave. How about an American wave? How about if we take this energy? And I think that this is something people are aching for, because even though you've got people who were once Democrats that are going into the Republican Party, it's a bit, you know, it's a bit confusing for them on one hand. On the other hand, it's pretty pragmatic. I mean, it's like, look at the Democrats have purposely
you know, destroyed the middle class. They have upended and sold our assets, and you keep hearing about all these politicians who are growing wealthy with side hustle deals with whether it's China or Russia or some other entity, and it's all at our expense. And we're getting clobbered here, right? So, wow. You know, we can hope and pray that there would be an American wave that will hold the politicians into account, and you know, that there would be a new day dawning for this country to where there would be a rebirth of this great American idea. That's my hope, Eric.
That's one. Yeah, you're right. I wish it was like that. You know, I think a lot of it, you know, Americans are, you know, we're lazy when it comes to, especially now, technologies at our fingertips, and you can really research and go down that rabbit hole. But if you just are one of those people that look at headlines and go with that and start your day, mm-hmm. and you're going to think that America's the most racist, oppressive country in the world, where we're not. And, mm-hmm. you know, unfortunately, the mainstream media has that power that they know they can influence so many people so quickly because they don't read. You know, they got a busy lives, and I understand that. But mm-hmm. if you don't really take that step back and really research and look at both sides, then, you know, you're a sheep, you know, you're just
yeah, exactly.
around,
yeah.
and it's sad. It's
well, well, because what you do is you subordinate your freedom. Freedom is personal, and that is yours to defend, to hold on to, or to surrender. And you're exactly right. What's going on in the country right now is there's too many people that have surrendered their liberty. I mean, if you can imagine that they're going to follow 8-second sound bites and headlines from people that are untrustworthy, that time and again, whether or not we're talking about COVID or we're talking about the border, I mean, they're lying. Everybody knows that they're lying. They go to the grocery store. They see empty shelves. They go and put gas in there, and they go, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm paying twice as much to fill up my tank than I was, you know, 2 years ago. So, you know, the reality of the policies of this current administration and the political environment is absolutely lethal. And it requires, the good news is our Constitution sets the stage for us, Eric. It says, we the people. The three most powerful words, and those powerful words just scare the holy what have you out of the ruling elites, because the last thing they want is for us to come together under the banner of USA and take back our country. That's what they're afraid of.
Yeah, you're right. And that's how they spin it, right? They want to blame, you know, the president was on TV saying it was the MAGA Republicans are like
right.
the greatest threat to this country, and then the only way is it's a peaceful voting process. But, you know, people brought up, well, there was no tears when BLM was burning down cities.
Exactly. Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Eric after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825.
800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, Biden's failing Afghan withdrawal has been leading to suicide rates unprecedented. I mean, adding to the number of veteran suicides, yet another reason why First Air is needed. We're going to talk about First Air with the former USAF combat controller, two-time Bronze Star Medal recipient who's running for Congress out of Texas 28th District. Eric Homan continues with us. Eric, the country still is, I guess you could say, has, it's carrying shame because of what happened with the Afghan withdrawal. And this was all done at the hands of the current commander-in-chief. And what concerns me gravely is that he talks of Russia putting us on the verge of a nuclear Armageddon. We've got China ramping up, and we've got the same commander-in-chief that could be commanding our forces, maybe not in one, but possibly two wars. What do you think?
Yeah, just a quick correction. I ran for Congress on the 28th. That ended in the primary, so I think there was a typo there. But
Forgive me. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
No, you're good. I just wanted to make sure that people are not looking me up and there's like, hey, this guy's no longer.
Yeah, he's not in the running. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But you're right. Politics, especially after I was in it, it's very childish, and it's, you know, they make it so difficult where it's you have to have a lot of money to really make a big impact, or you got to be liked by someone that has a lot of money to back mm-hmm. you. And what Biden, you know, the Biden administration, just out of pure spite, even though the Trump, say whatever you want about Trump, his policies were America first, and it proved it, right? The economy,
yes.
Everything else you talked about earlier, it was tangible, you could see it. And, the first thing he does is he does 180 on all these policies, now the border, and now, in Afghanistan, for example, and the war, you know, he's reversed it. It was just like, we're leaving. It's like a little kid at a playground. Like, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. I don't care what happens. And you know, the fall of Afghanistan, people that were left back there, murdered, you know, executed, the equipment. I mean, if Trump would have done that, if it would have been reversed, the country would have you know, would have been set ablaze, right? But because of the way the media covers it, they downplay it. It's kind of, it made news for a little bit, and now it's, you know, it's whatever. It feels like it was 20 years ago. But, you know, now that, you know, and then when Biden was running, he was threatening how Trump was a warmonger, and all he wanted to do was war. And it was the most peaceful time we had when Trump was in office. So, you know, and he let the enemies know it's like peace through strength.
Exactly.
You get a line, and America will come and set things right. And now with Biden being so weak and this administration not knowing what they want to do, and they're all about this woke movement, and the leaders of other countries obviously see it. They're just like, well, America has its own problems within, and they're not going to do anything to us. So that's why you see North Korea, you see China, you see Russia. All these wars all over the world have started since the Biden administration is, and I don't care if you're on the left. I mean, just look at it, you know, prior to the takeover. So it's, when America's weak, the world turns on itself. And because America, unfortunately, we are like the policemen of the entire world as much as we hate doing it. But, this administration has totally just destroyed the world as much as I hate saying it.
Yeah. Well, it's they've been a destructive force to its own people.
Sure.
What they've done with, you know, through inflation. And inflation is something that they did. They created. This is was all in the interest of political interest. They needed to pay off some political debts. And that's why, you know, they opened up the treasury, they used the people's money to essentially buy votes. That's what they did. And it's disgusting. And here we are. And then Joe Biden presents it like it's some existential threat. No, this is self-imposed. Day one, when you decided to kill fossil fuels, and here it is. I mean, the world operates on fuel, on oil. And here we are. We're going to face, you talk about a cold winter of discontent. I mean, we got people on fixed incomes up in the Northeast that they're making choices whether they pay their electric bill or they buy food. And you're going to have a combination of people starving to death and maybe even freezing to death, because more people die in cold, as you know, than in heat.
Yeah.
And this is the prospect. And, oh, yeah, by the way, as if that's not enough, let's talk about diesel fuel. We have a shortage of diesel fuel that they're counting in days right now. This is unprecedented, all brought to you, not by accident, not by Putin. This is by the idiocy of this current regime and the leadership that is in place right now. And I'm sorry, I can't sweeten up the reality. The reality is harsh, and that's what it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, 100%. I was just going to say, it's all their plan, right? Because, you know, he ran that he wasn't going to touch fossil fuel and fracking and all that stuff, and that's the first thing he did. And now what they're pushing is, and you follow the money, you figure out, you know, they wanted now school buses to be 100% electric, all government vehicles to be electric. And who benefits from that? The politicians that have the money to buy that, you know, that stock and those electric, you know, that invest in electric technology. And then everybody else is forced, like what did, Pete, whatever his name is, he said,
Buttigieg,
he's like, just go out and buy an electric car. That's such a slap in the face to the American people, and they just, you know,
many, they don't even have enough, and then the people realize, go, oh yeah, if I have to replace the battery, $30,000 to replace the battery.
Exactly. And not only that, but recycling those electric batteries, it's so costly that. But no one talks about that part. We're not going to talk about that till our grandkids have to deal with that. And you're just like, oh my God, we have all this toxic material on Earth because of these electric batteries, because the Biden administration was pushing for everybody to have electric cars, right? So,
all this is being done, Eric. All this is being done based on a theory. Where is the hard evidence? I mean, you know, even Barack Obama, you know, he's the new age scientist. You know, well, it's a fact, you know, it's a fact, climate change, you know, climate science. And this started. No, I hate to tell you, professor, the science interpretation is, first it starts out as a hypothesis. It becomes a theory. And then when you prove it, then it becomes a law. But it doesn't become a fact. You know, it's only a fact because you say so, like you're all of a sudden, you know, you're the arbiter of the weather, more than God himself. Wow. I guess God can't wait for you to get to heaven, so that way he has less to worry about.
Well, and he bought that huge mansion right on the coast,
yeah.
Right?
So exactly, right.
Global warming, then you probably don't want to have your house right on the water, so or your mansion, I should say, not a house.
Right.
So, yeah.
I know, between him and a deranged teenager yelling and screaming at everybody, it's like, wait a minute, you know, dial it down, you know. You're losing your skull, you know. We're not going to pay attention to you. But the media gives her place, they give him place and all these other people, and it's like, okay, I mean, Al Gore, you know, according to his prophecy, we should, half the country should have been underwater by now.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
So where are we at with that? So, you know, and you know for you, I mean, being in the military, you're in a combat arena, and you know who to go to. You're listening to the people that are, you know, saving people and executing and providing results, you know, definable, discernible results. You say, okay, he's a leader. I'll follow him. This other knucklehead that keeps taking you in a ditch and getting your men killed is like, no, adios, bucko. You're out of here.
Yeah, that's how it was under the Obama administration. The rules of engagement for us was so bad. I mean, that's why we had so many green on blues. Green on blues is when a partner force puts a weapon on American forces and obviously puts it out. So, yeah, when Trump was in office, I think I got... It was minimal compared to the Obama administration. It was like almost every week there was an insider attack. So, yeah. It's more
personal. Well, you know, to me, Eric, I mean, you were there in Afghanistan. I worked for the Public Affairs Department out of Camp Pendleton, California during Vietnam.
Okay.
But I saw the information, and it seems that what happened in Afghanistan and what's been the order of the day since Vietnam, it's like we continue to relive the failed policies and ideas that they tried to implement. Well, they didn't try. They did. They implemented them in Vietnam, and we got our butts kicked, and we didn't have to get our butts kicked. And here we were in Afghanistan, the same thing. And the deal is that concerns us is that here you leave Afghanistan, and now you've got the Taliban that has regenerated itself, and now they're getting involved in Ukraine. And probably coming to a theater near you here in the United States, because we've already had 162 countries and counting represented that have come through illegally through our southern border.
Yeah, and then the U.S. starts negotiating with the Taliban, which is a known terrorist organization, and giving them, I think we gave them a couple $1 million after that earthquake.
Yes, right.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, yeah, this administration is a joke. I mean, plain and simple.
Well, the deal is, and you know it, is that when you're trying to force the military into being more concerned about critical race theory and the proper use of pronouns, as opposed to going out there and conducting war and doing damage to the enemy, we're in trouble here unless we get some common sense leadership back in the military, Eric, just from my humble perspective.
No, 100%. I agree with you.
Well, we only got about 20 seconds. I wanted to talk about First Air, so that's a reason why you got to come back. Real quick, can you tell everybody the website where they can go to find out more information about First Air and what you're about?
Yeah. First Air is a nonprofit that benefits combat controllers, very the most lethal, you know, human being on the battlefield, and that's, you know, that's hands down, that's just because I was one, but you can go to 1STTHERE.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a lot.